And now it's time for the weekend. Wonder what that sound is? Well, we're taking you on an armchair listening tour of Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks. We're up at 11,896 feet right now. Close your eyes and imagine a herd of Sierra Bighorn sheep running on a rocky path. And now, you can probably guess, two males butting heads to establish dominance. These clashes can last for hours. They end when one of the males concedes. And here's a sound you might recognize, coyotes. They communicate by howling to call the pack together or warn of their presence to other packs. 265 sounds have been recorded in the park, and they are now accessible to the public on the National Parks website. That's a Sierran tree frog, by the way. It's called the Soundscape Library, and it offers interactive maps, photos, and information, along with recorded sound from the foothills all the way up to the alpine peaks. Here's the sound of black bears ripping apart a log to find insects, and black bears running. And here's the wind in Redwood Canyon. Scientists use specialized equipment to record soundscapes. Sounds can be useful in determining all kinds of information. For instance, how does wildfire affect the diversity of birds in giant sequoia forest? Or how do the numbers and types of species change in an area over seasons or years? And if you decide this weekend instead to get out of the house and head up to the parks, there's also a soundscape library in the Kings Canyon Visitor Center at Grant Grove. That's the birdsong of the black-headed grosbeak recorded at 6,500 feet. So stay at home or get out and enjoy the trees. Either way, take some time to listen to the forest. And to cool you off on this summer day, we're going to end with the sound of rain.